Welcome to the Marvel Cinematic Rewind, the podcast that rewatches, reviews, and responds to every movie, show, one-shot, and special presentation in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I am Al Rodriguez.
And I'm Tony Camarena.
And before we start this week's episode, we want to ask you to follow us on some form of social media. We are on Twitter, Instagram, Blue Sky, and TikTok.
And Threads.
And Threads. Okay, thank you. I need to write those down now. On a lot of them, we're MCU underscore rewind. we'll make a link tree or something.
Yeah. Cause
it's different in different places. Hopefully no one's impersonating us. Anyway, just find us. But as of right now, the only one we're really using is Twitter.
No, I posting on Threads, dude.
Oh, good to know. Okay. Yeah. We use Threads also. All right. Also, please give us some kind of rating on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast app. We're doing a new thing now, so go ahead and give us a rating. And when you give us the whatever review that you type up, let us know how you want us to read that on air, specifically in some sort of voice. It could be an accent or a celebrity. If you want like a Porky Pig thing, we can try that. Whatever it is you want. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Be warned, Al and I are not good at accents or voices, so it could be hilarious and bad or both.
Yeah, you get what you get. Let me rephrase that. You get what you pay for. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Also, you can send us an email at mcurewind@gmail.com. No underscore. All right, with all that stuff out of the way, today we are... Oh, no, this is why I don't copy-paste. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh,
we are covering Iron Fist Season 2, Episode 4, Target Iron Fist.
Which originally premiered September 7th of 2018, like every other episode in the season.
All right, and as usual, here's our rundown of the episode. Danny mourns... or whines, or whatever you want to say, the fact that he ruined the peace talks between the triads, knowing the Golden Tigers have already taken the docks and the Hatchetmen are preparing to fight back. Danny and Colleen visit the Yangs and realize that Davos has caused Mr. Yang's stroke. Mr. Yang is able to barely tell Danny what container Davos is having brought in at the docks. Meanwhile, Joy learns that Walker has disassociative DID. DID, the Porky Pig thing. With Mary being an alternate personality, Walker insists that she can control Mary. Danny and Colleen are met by Misty Knight outside of the Yang's home. Misty explains that the trap Danny had seen was actually police officers watching the parlay and asks him to stay away from now on. So, of course, he goes to the docks on his own. But Davos has already killed the Golden Tiger soldiers there, and have taken what he wanted, the tattooed skin of a corpse of an old Iron Fist. Danny is attacked, drugged, and taken by Walker to the site of a ritual in which the bowl, skin, and Danny's blood are used to give Davos a cool back tattoo, and probably other things. Alright.
Okay.
Moving on. To our fast facts.
On your left.
Uh-huh, on my left. Got it.
Stop, damn it. Jesus, you are fast.
Stay away.
Look, I don't want to hurt you.
You didn't see that coming?
So that's the title, Target Iron Fist, mm-hmm. has mm-hmm. multiple meanings. The first obvious one, it's the title of Iron Fist number 13 of June in 1977.
Mm-hmm. The obvious one, you're right. Mm-hmm.
The summary from comicbookvine.com this time was Misty Knight is determined to pull off a sting operation on a drug pusher, but her methods may put her in more danger than she realizes. Alan Cavanaugh, whoever he is, may revert back to his terroristic ways, putting him in direct conflict with a pacifist at heart, Iron Fist. Will the IRA rise again? I don't know if the IRA is the Irish IRA or something else from 1977. Who knows? The less known reason is because Davos, fighting, being angry, he's kind of like the Target brand Iron Fist. So Target Iron Fist is referring to Davos.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I mean, also in this episode, the Iron Fist gets targeted. by Walker.
This is true. This is true.
That's the opening scene, right? It's a, and then the rest of the episode is basically a flashback.
I'm going to talk about the opening scene in a second when we get to the episode part.
Yeah. All right. I'll jump in here with my Easter egg. So Davos had a container, and that was container 212. So obviously, this is a another 12 that shows up in the MCU. No, no, that's not my Easter egg. from what I can tell, my assumption is that this is a comic book reference to Earth 212, where in that Earth, the entire Earth is essentially modeled after New York City. Like, it's New York City stretching around the world.
Oh, so it's Coruscant, but New York.
Yeah, basically. That's kind of what I gathered from it. Also, separately, 212 is the area code of New York City, which I assume is the reason why in the comic book they went with that number. Not the show, but yeah.
And Al, just like last week, how does that connect to Iron Fist?
Because Davos's container was 212. Everything in the Netflix universe, it's all New York, all of it.
I don't think so.
It's
because like every number is a universe in comics.
That's not true. Name a number right now.
One.
Okay, come on. You know what I mean. Name a random number.
616.
All right, let's see. Earth, 616, comics.
Really?
Yep, yeah. It wasn't until I saw it. I just typed it, and then I hit the search button, and then it popped up like, oh, whoops.
2,301. That's legitimately random.
All right, 2301. All right. Damn, Earth 2301.
What word is that?
I don't know. Let's see. The light giver, a living energy force responsible for the emergence of sentient life in the universe. It seeds worlds. Something about Mephisto and the Watchers forming an alliance with the Kree.
Weird one. Okay, I get it.
Yeah, it's a weird one.
So I don't think the 212 thing counts as an Easter egg. Unless it significantly has something to do with Iron Fist or a character of the show.
Well, it has to do with the Defenders stuff because they're all very specifically New York. That's why I put it here. They're bringing things into New York, into 212, into the 212 area code. All right, fine. Let me look at that's all right. Great. Now I'm hoping for.
I'm looking at Earth 212's history. It has two appearances. Not much is known about this reality, though. The Young Avengers author's Kieran Gillen has described it as a platonic, perfect, ideal New York, where the metropolis has swept the entire globe, and where the mountains are made of statues of liberty. An infinite New York with Manhattan covering the whole surface of the planet.
Which is what these characters think the world is like.
So is our next scroll episode Back to the Future?
Obviously not. No, this is...
That's not Easter egg. I have two legitimate Easter eggs. All right, one legitimate Easter egg and one connection.
This is a connection.
To the wider MCU?
All right, fine. What are yours?
All right. Davos receives his Steel Serpent tattoo, which is what he has in the comics, and his name is the Steel Serpent. That's his villain name.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I should have found that.
Yep. The other one is Donnie Cheng, who Misty says was injured. He was undercover in the parlay. We've seen him before. He was in Luke Cage Season 1 and Season 2. He's the guy who found Candace's corpse, the most important body in the entire of the Netflix Defenders universe. He also is, like, a friend who came in and, like, he saw Misty listening to Rittenhauer talk to Mariah in the interrogation room and was the one who called her away for paperwork, so he couldn't... It allowed for the misunderstanding between Misty and Rittenhauer. Okay. Al is not responding because he's still looking for some connection to Earth 212, the Iron Fist.
Still working on it. I have a... I have something, but it's a stretch. Anyway, go on. What else?
Well, no, that's it. I was about to move on to our heroes.
Okay, got it. I wasn't paying attention to what you said, so I'm really hoping I don't say what you just said. So, in this episode of Iron Fist, we mm-hmm. see a connection to the wider MCU.
Okay.
Misty Knight shows up. And she thanks Danny and Colleen for her metal arm.
I'm going back into her notes, Ben. And I'm just checking to see if we counted Danny showing up or Colleen showing up as an Easter egg.
All right, great. Well, now let me check if I count it, because I would have been the one to count it. Let's see. What was that, like episode 9, 10?
I feel like it's up to 9. I'm trying to actually find out for Colleen.
10. So it would have been... All right, so Luke Cage, season 1, episode 10. My Easter egg was kind of close, sort of, but not really, to just the fact that Iron Fist shows up. I don't know if you did for your season 2 episode 10 of Luke Cage.
So did you use it as an Easter egg?
Kind of. So my Easter egg was basically around the DW had the Power Man. He had a sweatshirt that said Power Man on it. Mm-hmm. And talking about Danny showing up, and then throughout the episode, he's kind of wearing some of that stuff too. He had the, I forgot, I didn't write down which one his was, because it didn't say, I don't remember. Oh, yeah, no, that's right. He had the one that said Power Man, but it was the color. It was the
Iron. Yeah, but that wasn't the Easter egg. Like, I said the same thing, actually. Like, when Misty has a drink with, when Colleen showed up. When Misty has a drink with Colleen, they're wearing their comic accurate colors. But the fact that she showed up was not an Easter egg. I'm like, Al, so we're watching Back to the Future, next school episode. It's finally happened.
God. All right, well, I can stop trying. This is, all right, finally.
Oh, no, I'll find something else that you don't want to watch.
There's always something. All right. We'll do that after the Phoenix Saga stuff that we did, right? Because we already watched that stuff.
Rewatch those. Oh, we'll talk about it. It will be an upcoming Skrull episode. Yeah, all right.
In the near future.
Cool. Oh, hold on. Clicking my pen, marking it on my post-it note that's been next to me for a while.
All right. Well, just a little bit of a spoiler alert, I guess, for the rest of the season of Iron Fist. Looks like I won't have any Easter eggs.
No, by the time we record next week, I'll think of another thing you don't want to watch.
Oh, what? We're going to queue those up?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, no.
I can't do two seasons of you having no Easter eggs.
Ah, fine. Ugh.
All right. Moving on to our heroes.
It is one thing to question the official story and another thing entirely to make wild accusations or insinuate that I'm a superhero.
I never said you were a superhero.
Didn't?
Mm-mm.
Well, good, because that would be outlandish and fantastic.
I saw you. You're a hero, like a for real superhero, which is, I'm not like a groupie stalker type. But
it's too late for heroes.
Hero's your word, not mine.
So start with Danny. We start with him lost a fight with Walker in the subway.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that like after the intro song, there was no like 12 hours earlier or something. I actually went back to double check that I didn't skip an episode. Then I went to IMDb to make sure Disney Plus didn't skip an episode.
All right, so bad editing, right? They didn't really tell you that it was like it's easy enough to tell, but it's easy to make a mistake and be like, oh no, I lost an episode. Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, even if they had 12 hours earlier, as much as I hate that, at least it gives me clarity of what happened.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they're talking about like the interrupted piece, and I feel like, yeah, we did skip a lot of stuff. It's been days since they interrupted whatever happened.
Yeah, that was brought up here. I mean, it's another episode where like it feels like it's the next day, given how they talk about it. But then as it goes on, you're like, oh no, this was this was much later than that. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah. I mean, like Danny's talking about the violence erupting and stuff like that. And that presumably it hadn't happened over one night. I mean, it could have, but I mean, like, it just doesn't feel right. It's just like the editing or the timeline or how we're understanding it doesn't feel right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Colleen convinces Danny not to give up, to keep pursuing peace. So they go visit Mrs. Yang. But it just occurred to me. Do you know that phrase when when you only have a hammer, like every, was it like every problem is a nail or something like that?
Yep. Yeah. You use that all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. His only weapon's a fist. Of course he's going to punch everything.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like, that's it. Even though last season he learned that he can open his fist and heal people. Mm-hmm. Still haven't seen him do it. He's just punching.
Yeah.
Yeah. He literally forgets that he has a
second power,
multi-use tool, right? But he's only using the one that he looks at directly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they go visit Mrs. Yang. Security guys try to dismiss him, but Mrs. Yang says he's okay. And then she calls him, he says he won't allow war, and she calls him a Sith, which I thought was rude, because he said, "Do not speak to me in absolutes, young man." And we all know only Sith speak in absolutes.
That's so right, only them. Absolutely only them.
Absolutely. So yeah, I thought that was bold of her. I mean, she's obviously part of the dark side, so to call him Danny must be evil.
Oh yeah,
evil recognizes evil. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
He finds out that Mr. Yang suffered a stroke, and Dan's like, it can't be a coincidence that an old man gets sick right before peace talks.
Yeah. Whoa, yeah. Crazy.
I mean, he's right, but still, it can totally be a coincidence.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's comic book universe, right? Or, well, and any fiction, right? Like, yes, obviously, you should look into it, I guess, because, yeah, you're right in that it wasn't what other people say. Yeah, and he recognizes it immediately, right? Oh, he sees the bruises on his neck. He's like, oh, that's the devil's claw. It must have been from Davos.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep, yeah. Because only two people. There are no survivors of Kunlun. He's sure of it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Unfortunately, I was like, oh, Danny's there. He can open his fist and cure Mr. Yang. I mean, I don't know how extreme his powers are, but he can give it a shot. Like, no. Yeah, obviously he makes it worse.
I had the exact same thought. Yeah. Uh-huh. Like, oh, hey, he can try, maybe do something. Oh, no. Okay. All right.
Yeah, so they kick him out. Oh, yeah, he finds out that Hancock 212, you know, because now I believe, based on your not quite an Easter egg, that Davos and Joy's plan is to have New York City take over the entire world.
I mean, it could be. We still don't know what their plan is.
Yep, that's true. Yeah, let's see. Misty shows up. Do you know if Misty's in more episodes, or is she only in this episode? Do you remember?
That is a good question. I don't know. Do you want me to look it up and find out?
Kinda. Because I will be... Yeah, go ahead. Because if this is her only appearance, her appearance in this show is way worse than Colleen's appearance in Luke Cage.
So let's see. Oh, that's right. I can click on the actual episode. Yeah. So all of the, she, okay. Basically I was wondering if she was in season one at all, but no, she is in six episodes of this season.
She's in
this is episode four. Yeah. She's in basically every other episode of the season except one. Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy. Cool. Cool. Good. Because this is the only Misty we get. I was about to be disappointed. That's a lot more Misty than I thought we were going to get.
Yeah, same. Honestly, I don't remember much about this season. I mean, maybe she'll only be in like one or two scenes for the rest of it. But yeah, okay, still cool.
Mm-hmm. Is she out? Is she out of Harlem because she's like, Luke's got it, or do you think Luke is messing stuff up and she doesn't want to deal with it?
I don't remember. Hey, when season two ended, did she decide to take that job as like the captain or something, the police person in charge?
I believe so. I know that she was going to keep him in check, like Luke in check. Mm-hmm. So I think she's doing it as captain as Captain Rittenhauer. Yeah.
Okay. So then she's here as a captain, I guess.
Yeah.
Assuming timelines are that this happens after the end of season two.
I mean, I feel like it did. I mean, there's no reason to believe. Actually, you know what? There is an official timeline of when the seasons show up now in the MCU.
Oh, really? Yeah. No, not really. It's you're talking about on Disney Plus?
Yes. Yeah, but they've released like each individual season.
Oh, they did. Oh, okay. All right. Cool. Well, that's way better than all right, because I haven't gone to look at that since it first showed up. Because yeah, when it first showed up, it was just like, here's when the first season stuff goes. So okay, cool. So if I go,
no, it's not on Disney Plus. It was released by Disney Plus.
Oh, okay, got it. So you have to look up in a different place to see which order to watch. Okay, because yeah, the on Disney Plus one, that mm-hmm. one
is not separated by seasons.
Gotcha. Okay.
Anyway, according to Marvel, yeah, Luke Cage season two occurred directly before Iron Fist season two. So it goes far from, or it's Homecoming, Punisher season one, Doctor Strange, Jessica Jones season two, Luke Cage season two, Iron Fist season two, Daredevil season three, then Thor Ragnarok, Punisher season two, Jessica Jones season three.
Hmm. Okay. All right. So,
okay. I mean, yes, they could potentially show up concurrently, but I think Misty was too busy during the events of Luke Cage to show up.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I guess. Yeah, she does have the arm, the metal arm, so we know that that's at least past.
Mm-hmm.
And see, halfway through the season, I don't know. I assume that yes, when she shows up here, this is after the events of all of season two of Luke Cage, because yes, she seems to be good enough at using her arm. When the season ended,
mm-hmm.
she was still kind of getting used to it by then. Like, she was better with it, but
yeah. I'm looking to see if she took the job. I scroll to the bottom of Misty Knight's Marvel Wiki page, and it's uh-huh. all Luke Cage stuff. So,
oh,
I don't think she took the job officially.
Hmm. Okay. Or she never said.
Yeah.
She was taking it. Okay.
Got Maybe it. She would have been captain in season three, but they never said it.
Hmm. Okay. Never became official. Okay. Got it. All right.
What if we just started texting Cheo Hadari Coker this random stuff? Hey, in Luke Cage season two, didn't
that's how
we end our relationship with him.
Mm-hmm, that's right. He was very nice and said he would love to come back, and I would like to have him come back.
Yes, yes.
So let's not give him reasons to not. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, Misty shows up and tells, yeah. like, tell, informs them, like, they were, it was the cops undercover, tells Danny and Colleen to step back. So Danny does the logical thing any person would do, is he just leaves immediately and goes to the exact place he wasn't supposed to go.
Yep, exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
When he first walked away and was like, yeah, I need some air, hold on. Mm-hmm. Colleen and Misty were just kind of hanging out there. And I thought Colleen was going to say something like, you know, he just left, right?
Yeah, right.
Like, but I guess she was surprised too. She didn't expect that to happen. So, okay.
Yeah, I mean, she should expect it. Heck, Misty should expect it because Luke did the same thing multiple times to her.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's a similar mentality of like, I'm the hero. I can go out and save everyone. tell me not to do this, it's okay. I'll solve it anyway.
Right.
All of these heroes do that. Because, to be fair, that kind of does work out for them more often than not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So they head to 212.
Mm-hmm.
And
specifically to the container, not
yes,
Earth 212. Not the Earth 212. Yeah. And yeah. Not the area code of New York City. They're already in that area code, but they don't. Yeah.
Is the area code 212 for all of New York City?
Oh, boy. That's a good question. I assumed it was just Manhattan.
Okay.
Let's see. Now I'm going to look up an image of the map. Let's see. According to Wikipedia, so it looks like for most of the borough of Manhattan in New York City. So,
okay.
All right. I don't know where it starts and stops, but if it's most, then yeah, it's probably that. Oh, yeah, here we go. Yeah, I can see it on a slightly bigger map. Yeah, okay. Yeah, the majority of Manhattan. So, yeah, I guess we could just assume. I don't know where the docks were. If the docks were in Brooklyn or Queens or something, then. That's definitely not in 212. The area code 212.
I mean, we know it's not because Danny barely leaves Chinatown.
That's true. Okay, then yeah.
Yeah, so she says, so they go there, they find the corpse, right? They find the dead bodies that Davos left. Misty and Colleen arrive pretty soon afterwards, and Misty asks, why does this weird stuff happen every time I'm with you? I was just like, hanging out with Luke isn't exactly normal.
Yeah, but there's less weird stuff with him. Like, yeah.
It's a lower level of weird.
Yeah, it's still different, right? Like, as a standard police officer, you don't deal with this kind of stuff regularly, right? It's like, even in this world, even in the MCU, it's still a rarity. To do that, unless you're a person who has powers or friends with a person who has powers.
Yeah, but she's like, she knows a lot of people have powers. That's the thing.
That's true, yeah. Yeah. So let's see, if I think about it, Luke doesn't really deal like with other people who have powers, right? Like, so when Misty was working with Luke, right, like, yeah, he has powers, but the other people he fights usually don't. Trying to think, sorry, like, of the other defenders, you know, you got Daredevil, all of season two, he was fighting undead ninjas, so,
yeah, yes.
Definitely weirder than this, and,
Jessica Jones is fighting a man who can control powers, people with his voice, and, don't forget, the Wizard, super speed.
That's right, the Wizard, yeah, 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 and I guess season two, that was also, like, I guess her mom... with crazy powers, too. Eh, all right.
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy similar strong. To Jessica's powers. And super strength, while impressive, is the least power of all the powers like that they have in the MCU.
True, yeah.
Yeah.
Now,
yes.
Yeah.
All right. So we go to the subway scene from the beginning. Walker ambushes him and drugs him with a needle.
Yeah. That's good thinking. She had a plan. All right, I like it.
Yeah. she was in the line in season one, so he couldn't use his fist accurately. Here, he's angry. He shouldn't be able to use his chi powers. But also, as you're drugged, you should be able to use them less, right? From what I understand, based on chi.
That's the assumption. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how chi works, so maybe those drugs are better for him controlling it. However, one of the things that was a constant, even in season one, was that the more Danny was getting hit, like the more focused he would become. Like, because he's a fighter, right? So if he's in the thick of it, like that's when he's in his element. And so he, like, okay, I definitely need the fist now for fighting. So he's able to summon it. So I think it was okay. Like, yeah, the drugs... I guess should have made it harder. And maybe, they did make it harder, right?
Yeah.
He had some issues a couple times, but, yeah, I didn't think it was it was that bad. You know, I think it made sense what mm-hmm. we saw.
All right. Yeah. So Mary, or not Mary, Walker is able to take him out. Mary would not be able to take him out. I'm surprised she didn't wear a mask. Or, here's my question. Did she not wear a mask intentionally so he would underestimate her? Because she knows that Mary's weak? Or did she just not care?
I think she just didn't care. I think her plan was like, listen, either she wins or loses this fight. If she wins the fight, great. It doesn't matter after this. She turns him over to Davos and she's free and in the clear after that, right? That's her mindset. Yeah. If she loses the fight, she's probably dead. And
that's the end of her problems.
Exactly. Yeah. So like, it doesn't matter. Right. Or third option, she loses the fight, but she gets away. And then she's like, well, that was my one chance. I can't do this again. She leaves the country.
Yeah.
Because at that point, he's going to be on his guard. It's going to be way harder. She lost her element of surprise. Yeah.
It's true.
And then Davos is angry. And he's, you know, not the Iron Fist, but he's also a good fighter. I'm sure if he wanted to take her out, like, he would have a good shot. Yeah.
That's true. Mm-hmm. All right. So, yeah, Danny wakes up. They take his blood. Grind up that tattoo into that bowl that they blackmailed the woman for.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And give him a tattoo. Like, the old-fashioned way, too. Like, you know, not with the tattoo gun, but with tapping it in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like it took like three people probably a few hours to do that. Like, mm-hmm. that took some time.
Yeah. All right, anything else for Danny?
No. Yeah, that was pretty much it, right? He saw Mr. and Mrs. Yang at the beginning. He got to the container, and then he gets knocked out. That's pretty much it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Moving on to Colleen, if there's anything.
I've got nothing else for her. I didn't write anything down. Now, like, I'm trying to think, did I miss anything important?
Well, she has a conversation with Misty after Danny leaves. Mm-hmm. And she explains why she doesn't carry her blade anymore, because she'd be tempted to use it.
Mm-hmm.
And Misty points out that she's still fighting people, even without the katana.
Uh-huh.
I mean, there are way less murders or lost appendages, so I guess it's better.
Yeah. I mean, she can hold her own in a fight. And I guess it's better to not walk around New York City with a sword. I don't know what would happen to you, like, if you just did that. Like, I still feel like she got really lucky those times we saw her back in season one and in all of Defenders when we saw her walking the streets with a sword.
Hmm. New York sword laws.
Yeah, like, what would happen if a person just walked around with a sword? I don't know.
In New York City, carrying a knife or a blade longer than 4 inches is prohibited.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So, no, you cannot carry it.
All right.
Wait.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, still, swords are legal to carry if they're being used in historical demonstrations or ceremonies in which the sword is a significant performance in the ceremony. So, no. A cane sword is a misdemeanor, but can be a felony if the sword carrier is on the second or third offense. So,
okay.
Misty should not be using a sword out. Apparently, not Misty, Colleen. Apparently, Misty didn't care that much last time she saw it.
Yeah, I guess not. All right.
I think we're done with our heroes. For reference in the future, we'll discuss this now. I didn't have any extra notes for Misty, but we know she's going to be in a lot of episodes. Is she a hero?
I guess now that we know she's... I mean...
Or should we base it on context of what happens in the episode?
That one, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That seems like a lot of work, but okay.
I know. Yeah. Well, we'll just decide when we get to the section. That's it. I'm sure we'll still write down the same notes for her. Because, in this section or this episode, I don't know if I really count her as a hero, right? She's.
No. I mean, to be fair, she does as many heroic things as Colleen does.
That's true, but it's not her show.
Yeah. And it's definitely
guest starring. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. All right. We'll figure this out next time when Misty shows up.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, let's take a quick break and then we'll we'll move on.
Welcome to Baskin Robbins. Would you like to try our mango fruit blast?
And Jerry's named a flavor after me, so.
Stark Raving Hazelnuts.
Not bad.
For your consideration, the Jerry.
Tony, the last time that you moved to another country, how did you ship your furniture?
I hired a speedster to run over the ocean.
Okay, and that's a good strategy?
Specifically the Whizzer.
Okay, yeah, and that's a good strategy, but it's way too susceptible to space pirates. Space pirates, they don't just show up in space. Tony, you got lucky. Most of your furniture arrived, but for millions of people each and every year, their furniture doesn't arrive. It gets stolen by space pirates. And if you're worried about space pirates, call our friends at RAND Shipping, the one and only shipping company that can protect your personal belongings in transit. Whether you're moving to a new country, continent, or city block, RAND Shipping will protect your IKEA table you swear you'll put together when you're done moving. Disclaimer, RAND Shipping does not operate in space. And use promo code MCU Rewind to get a free bottle of Space Pirate Repellent Spray to douse yourself in before your travels. It's just Old Spice. Space pirates hate Old Spice.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Actually, it's not. I don't know if it is true. Wait, because I was going, no, Tony Stark uses Axe body spray.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, Nebula didn't have a problem with it, but that's not Old Spice. So you might be right.
Yeah,
you might
be right. Yeah. Oh, I'm sure I'm right. Yeah. I did some research. Yeah. All right. Tony, we're 4 episodes in. Any idea what the theme is?
Is it RAND? Just the RAND company?
Yeah, these are companies owned by Danny Rand.
Okay. Yep. All right.
Yeah.
I was like thinking like, oh no, I didn't pay attention. Like, I usually write down what the theme is. But then I realized last week was RAND. Don't remember what the previous episodes were, but it's like, okay.
Oh no, I messed up. I completely screwed up the other theme that has to happen.
Oh, no.
I didn't add hamsters. There are no hamsters.
No hamsters.
All right. Well, we have to return some ad money to some sponsors. We'll get around to that one later. We'll write that down. We might have to re-record some ads. Just letting.
Don't worry, dude. I looked it up. There are hamster space pirates. That's where I've seen them in Spelljammer, which is a D&D thing. There's a very famous hamster space pirate named Freepik.
Okay. Cool.
So it fits. No, right. No, Fitz is in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I'm sorry. It works.
Okay. Ah, yes, it works. Okay.
All right, moving on to our villains.
Yeah.
I ask you, to what end? Dread it? Run from it? Destiny arrives all the same.
Anytime, boys. Hail Hydra.
Hail Hydra!
Kill Luke Cage. Kill Jessica Jones, and the devil of Hell's Kitchen, whoever he is.
His name is Matthew. And my name is Electra Nachos. You work for me now.
Last time we saw Joy and Davos and Walker, It was, tell us what's happening or I will make you tell us. Yeah. Very intense scene, middle of the night. The next morning, nothing has happened. Like, they're still talking about it.
Yeah, they're like,
put the swords
they're
away.
They're like all waiting, trying really hard to get the other person to trust them, I guess. Yeah. Like, Walker's just like, no, I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you. No, I'm not going to tell you. Stop asking. I'm not going to tell you. Just trust me. You paid me for this.
Yep.
And then they're like, well, obviously, we can't trust you. He got the pictures, so they need to know something.
Mm-hmm. She does some creepy, like, you know, that emotionless acting.
Mm-hmm.
Creepy woman's creepy type stuff. And yeah, Joy asks Davos for trust, and Walker asks the couple name I call Joyvos for faith.
Mm-hmm.
But this is really the problem with villains teaming up. There's just never trust there.
Yeah, exactly. If there was trust, they wouldn't be villains. Isn't true, right? Because, like, there's a lot of villains that can, like, trust people. You kind of have to trust people, right? Like, your underlings and stuff. But I guess that's more
but
like they're working for you.
If you're a villain, you call them fools and kill them and stuff. There's not a lot of trust there.
Yeah, I just feel like that's a trope that needs to that needs to change. Like if you're okay, a villain,
Villains trust Al?
I think which villains should trust?
I was just saying like villains who trust get killed, like Jessica's mom.
Okay, all right, and this one other example that I already thought of. Okay, well there goes that. I was going to say Claw.
Yeah, he trusted.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he trusted. But also, to be fair, in the MCU, a lot of villains get killed. So, okay.
So I don't know. What successful villains in that you can think of just in media trusted?
Oh, man, all right. Well, I'm still on the Marvel mindset. So, I guess you actually. What was his name? Zemo. Zemo trusted. He's still alive.
Yeah. He trusted his butler to kill the super soldiers at the end of Falcon the Winter Soldier.
Yeah, there's that. Mm-hmm. Let's see, who else? I'm trying to think. Who else trusted that is still alive? No, he's dead. Oh, man.
Yeah, so you trust. All
right, we'll come back to this.
Or who would have survived if they had trusted?
Oh, God, that is harder, and I think the list is also still really, really short. Yeah.
So I think trust being a villain and being trusting does not go well together.
Yeah, but this is also a very, very high-risk field.
Right? Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely true.
Oh, no, I guess that's not really a trust.
I got one.
Okay.
Thanos trusted his children, the four children of Thanos, and he won.
It's true. And then lost, but yeah. Well, yeah. True. I mean, one of them won, the other one lost.
Yes.
what's his name? Vulture. It's actually the opposite. He was trusted by Spider-Man to not give up who he is, that he is Peter Parker.
That's true.
I don't know if that's really a point in any column here. That's just, yeah, there just is some trust.
That happened.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, anyway, there isn't a lot of trust because Joy violates Walker's privacy and finds out that she has, let me say it, dissociative identity disorder. All right, success.
Yes. Yes. I always forget that phrase, like the actual phrase. That's why you're always hearing me say like multiple personas. I really hope that when I say that, I'm not like being insensitive or something.
Yeah. I'm going to try to refer to it as DID because that's just easier.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think about that. I like that more. Okay.
Yeah. So she starts, Walker starts yelling about her problems with Mary and suddenly grabs Joy into a chokehold. It scares the hell out of Joy, rightfully so.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, at what point does Joy decide that she's, like, in too deep with assassins with mental disorders, ninjas who come from mystical worlds? Like, when do you cut your... Just cut it.
I hope now. I hope this is the wake-up call. It's like, you could have died. You have this person. You just discovered that they're not always the person you deal with.
Yes.
To be fair, the person you deal with is probably the most psychotic of them. You don't know that.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know that, because we know from our Easter eggs a few weeks ago that there are more dangerous identities that she has in the comics. There could be
worse.
That's
true. Yeah, exactly. So, Joy, I don't know how close Joy thinks they are to completing this. How, you know, they're her plan, her and Davos's plan.
Oh, well, I mean, Davos is just wanting the cool tattoo, and he gets the cool tattoo.
Yeah, so if that's it after this episode, then, like, okay, cool. She can wash her hands of this. She's done. She's out.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's more to it, now is the time to reconsider. Because she can't, she's not a fighter.
Yeah.
Davos isn't really interested in protecting her. It's really just a business relationship at that point. there isn't that much trust, just enough trust that you need to get the work done.
I mean, we're going into Davos anyway in a moment. So is Davos just using her to get that bowl and to get the corpse sent in?
Is there any other reason? Right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, my understanding, again, I don't remember pretty much anything from the rest of the season. My understanding is that Joy's job is to get the equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Davos's job is to
get revenge.
Get revenge, essentially. Yeah. And he's the one who does the, I guess, the harder work, right? You know, mm-hmm. I mean, the things that they're trained in, right? Davos is the fighter. Joy is the
money
person. Yeah, financier. More of the business side too, right? Like she has the connections. She knows people. She planned on having Davos threaten her friend or blackmail her friend instead of having Davos kill her, which I guess was better overall. Yeah.
All right. Well, anything else for Walker or Joy before we like completely move on to Davos?
Yeah. I mean, we talked about Walker's fight with Danny at the end. So no. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure Joy is only in like this part.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So Davos goes to the docks. I understand. Like, I don't condone it, obviously, but he kills three golden tigers, the ones who tell him to leave. But the first guy he sees just walking through, you don't know he's a golden tiger. He killed him for no reason.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he is fully in the dark side at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that was the note that I wrote down for him, too, that Davos like just goes on a murder spree just to get to his container.
Yep. Yeah, the quick, like, knife-killing scene, like, he killed all three of those guys with a knife in, like, seconds. Even though he didn't use powers, it reminded me of that Magneto scene in X-Men First Class where he kills the Nazis with the knife. It's just like the quick, brutal efficiency was quite impressive.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
So he gets a mummified corpse of the Iron Fist delivered, an Iron Fist, right? And then he does a ceremony with the tattoos and starts. We briefly see him glowing with chi. Yeah. So I'm glad he went all the way, you know, using the blood, the bowl and stuff, because I imagine him just, like, taping that tattoo onto his chest, and like, that's good enough.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, that's what I would do.
Yeah, I know.
Let's start with this. If it needs to be permanent, you know, let's, you know, to get more power, then,
Gorilla
then yeah, that could be a later change, but yeah. Start small. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, anything else for Davos?
No. No, that's it. Yeah, he gets the tattoo and things end there. Yeah.
All right. Let's move on to Guy in the Chair.
Guy in the Chair.
I think that's what I want to do. Is help people with abilities.
No. Not those three wombats. No way.
Ward has not been punched in the throat yet.
Ah, yeah, you're right. He hasn't. Yep.
So that's disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
His sponsor slash fling breaks up with him to continue being breaks up with him as sponsor so they can continue staying involved.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she recommends to show his best self, channel his best self. I don't know if there is a best self reward. I think he might be one of, like, bottom five characters in all of Marvel for me.
God. Okay, I didn't know you hated him this much.
Yeah, neither did I until, like, this season. I mean, I thought that he was just boring in the first season, but he's, like, actively destructive, but, like, not with even a goal.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I don't hate him that much. I mean, at least as a character, like, he's trying to get better, right? At least, at a minimum, he's going to Narcotics Anonymous.
And being a jerk to everyone there and sleeping with his that's sponsor. True.
Yeah, that's everyone makes mistakes. but yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. I'm not really defending him. I'm just saying I don't think he's that annoying of a character to watch on screen. Obviously, just asking you, is he I assume you dislike him less than how much you dislike Lincoln from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. He's definitely your... Lincoln
That's
is
what
your,
I said. Your I said worst. Bottom five.
Bottom. Okay. All right.
Yeah, he's the last one. I mean, I don't know. One day I will actually think about who my least my five least favorite are, but both definitely Lincoln and Ward are in that list.
Okay. All right.
All right. Yeah, and then he goes to tell Joy that he went behind her back and bought the company, the Rio's company, to make solar cells.
Yep.
And then she calls him out for being codependent, which is true.
Yeah, they always had a weird relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think... I don't remember if I brought... I know I brought this up when we did season one of the show. And I think at the time, I was wondering this because I also, at the time, was, I think, watching, or at least in, it was really near watching, like, Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. I was wondering, like, before I knew that they were siblings, like, are they sleeping together? And then they were, then we find out they're siblings, like, oh, okay, they're not.
Yeah.
Or are they?
Or are they? And then, right.
Yeah. And I think a lot of that was just because Game of Thrones was on the air. But, like, season one, they were very, they worked together very, very, very close. A lot. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Not at all in this season. It's very different. But, but yeah.
Well, whether it's incestual or just codependency, it's not healthy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, one's worse than the other.
Oh, definitely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Neither of them should happen.
I mean, Jamie Lannister was both. So
that's true. Could be worse. Yes, he was. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I think we're done with our villains. Or no, I'm sorry. Guys in the chair. We've been done with our villains. All right. Anything for 12% of the plan?
No. No, I don't.
All right, Al, let's rate the episode.
I know my value. Anyone else's opinion doesn't really matter.
Earth just lost your best defender. So we're here to fight.
Strongest Avenger.
Access denied.
Strongest Avenger.
Access denied.
Damn you, Stark.
Banner.
Welcome, Strongest Avenger.
Oh, what?
How many stolen corpses are we going to give this episode?
I'm gonna go with three stolen corpses. You know, this is definitely better than last week's episode. I mean, you and I talked enough about disliking the episode. Yeah. as a whole.
Yeah, we didn't talk about the episode much at all, honestly.
That's right, that was a short one. Yeah, no, this one was better in that, you know, there's more storyline things going on. The characters are doing stuff, they're doing more things. And it's really just a continuation of last week's episode, right? It's a direct continuation based off of what happened there. Yeah, it's better. Yeah. So I'm going with a three. Three out of five.
Right. Yeah, I'll give it 2.5, mostly for the same reasons. Taking off a half because no one punched Ward in the throat. No, that's not the reason. I just like... Yes, that's moving forward, and the Davos stuff is interesting, but it's like, it's... moving at a glacial pace, like a lot of these Netflix shows are, and just like, yeah. And I have less, I honestly have less patience for Ward. So maybe that's what knocked it down versus like a Luke Cage episode or a Jessica Jones episode that struggle. So I'm going to give my 2.5 corpses this Iron Fist, the one that they have. I'm going to say Bernie from Weekend at Bernie's. I've never seen that movie, but they have a dead body. So I assume it's not legal to be carrying around the dead party and having a party at his house.
Yeah, that's a good question. if I ever meet a lawyer, I will definitely ask them.
Okay.
If that is legal or not, assuming I remember.
And the other half is the pieces that made up Frankenstein. It's like, they didn't use one body, they used multiple. So it's like, pieces to make up half.
Okay. All
right. Yeah.
All right, cool. All right, well, let's... go ahead and close things out. Join us next week. We'll be talking about... all right, Tony, I just completely messed up my notes. Anyway, what's the episode are we talking about next week? I don't have that.
That one I don't know. Let me look it up. We'll edit this out.
Nah, leave it. Okay. Anyway, in the meantime, you can follow us on Twitter or some other form of social media. In some of them, we're at @MCU_Rewind. Some of them, we're just MCU Rewind. You can figure it out. We trust you. You're smart people. And you could also give us a rating on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast app. And don't forget to enter some text in there and tell us how you want us to read that on air.
And join us for season 2, episode 5, Heart of the Dragon.
Ooh, Heart of the Dragon. I like that title. Anyway, this is the Marvel Cinematic Rewind, signing off.
Have a marvelous day.